The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Bruce Springsteen and Glory Days on Radio City Talk's The Kickoff. Alan in for Steve. That is the perfect cue for Chris Williams from This Is Anfield. Glory Days, are they just around the corner, Chris? Good morning to you, sir.
Alan, good morning. You'd hope so, wouldn't you? But I think it's a little bit too early. If we were talking in late April, I might agree with you.
Yeah, we can get a bit premature, can't we? A four-point gap at the top of the Premier League. Mind you, you'd have taken that on Friday evening, wouldn't you? You couldn't see Manchester City losing at home to Palace. Let's talk, first of all, about that Liverpool performance Friday. It wasn't complete, but I think Jurgen Klopp was quoted as saying how happy he was with the perfect football, but a number of fans that I spoke to didn't quite see it that way.
Yeah, it was a little bit nervy watching, but I think sometimes people forget what good football Wolves play. They play very attacking football, which I think helped Liverpool out, especially second half. But yeah, it was a little bit touch and go at times, as I say. I mean, Liverpool came up with two goals at exactly the right time. I mean, the opener, I think Liverpool are under the cosh a little bit. Yeah. And then same again when Van Dijk pops up in the area, embarrassing quite a few strikers.
Yeah. Well, he finishes like a striker, doesn't he? He did that for Holland a few weeks back, didn't he, in fine style?
Yeah.
But he had a great game, I have to say, Van Dijk, with Lovren alongside him, who I have to say is prone to an error or two now and again, but Van Dijk is looking an absolute snip, isn't he? Is he the bargain of the year, even at that sort of price?
Yeah, it is quite interesting. I think someone on social media got hold of Sky Sports' tweet after he was bought. Was he worth $65 million? And a lot of people were saying no, but I think he is now. But I think his worth to Liverpool's immeasurable at the moment. Look at, you know, when he came in, the run he helped Liverpool go on, get to Champions League final this season with a goalkeeper behind him of real quality. You know, Liverpool have leaked less goals than ever before. You know, they're up there with, I think, the Chelsea side of 2008-2009 for the least goals ever conceded. So, you know, this is an area that Liverpool fans and Liverpool commentators have been crying out for, you know, a strong spine, goalkeeper, defender, midfielder and forward. And we seem to have that sort of complete package coming now, which is why I think Liverpool are doing so well.
Having said all that, though, Chris, are Liverpool in need of bringing in a defender, a centre-back, maybe on loan in January, given the concerns injury-wise? I mean, if Van Dijk was to pick up an injury or Lovren gets another, is he capable of playing all these games in such a tight period of time, a short period of time? Should they go in the loan market?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Liverpool have done it before and ended up not using the player they got on loan a couple of seasons back. I mean, obviously,
Stephen
Joe
Coulter.
Gomez out for a while, Joel Matip as well. Trent should be back soon or thereabouts. And I listened to a very interesting interview with Jurgen Klopp. He spoke to Arlo White of NBC, where he said that maybe Liverpool will have to be a bit creative in the defence department. So whether he brings in someone like Fabinho, who can play either on the right back area, or maybe he's even as a centre back, we'll have to wait and see. But Jurgen Klopp doesn't like going out and signing for signing's sake, if maybe he can find a way to get through the next three or four games. And I think he's very clever. He speaks all the time. Liverpool are only going to take one game at a time. But if you ever see him in his pre-match press conferences and even his post-match, he knows who Liverpool are playing, you know, the next game, and he also knows their results. He spoke about Wolves after Manchester United. He knew where they'd lost, where they'd beaten, who'd won. You know, he knows where Newcastle are. I think he may say he's taking a game at a time, and he probably wants fans to, but, you know, they're planning not just for Newcastle, but Arsenal, Manchester City, and beyond, probably to the FA Cup game at the moment.
You mentioned Fabinho there. If he does have to come out of the Liverpool midfield, it might just take something away from that, because he is looking as though he's coming to the fore and proving his worth, as opposed to Naby Keita. Are there any concerns over Keita for Liverpool?
I wouldn't say so. He's a young lad himself. He's just settling into a new country. He's only 23. He's moved around quite a bit the last couple of seasons. And I know people are a bit concerned with an injury problem, in inverted commas, but if you see the challenge he had against Wolves, he was kneeling in the back and the hip. So I think that would hurt anybody, and he played on for quite a while. And there's the adage of, can he play through that? Well, if he's injured in any sort of way, he needs to come off, really, especially if the quality Liverpool have got in depth at the moment. So I wouldn't be concerned. He may take 6-8 months, even a whole season, to settle, but you know, there is no doubt he's a quality player, and at some point he's going to click for Liverpool. We've seen it in bursts and starts, and he needs a good run of games at the moment, which unfortunately he's not getting because he's not got that consistency, and he's got players breathing down his neck, and Liverpool are swapping between a 4-3-3 and a 4-2-3-1. So Liverpool have got a squad for a reason, and Naby Keita is very much a part of that squad.
I mean, you're on top of the Bundesliga, aren't you, in that sense? So you'll have seen Naby Keita over the course of the last couple of years. Is he one who needs that run of games then?
Well, I'd say he is. Yeah, he played in a Leipzig side where he was, you know, one of the first players out when he was available. He was definitely one of the first players on the team sheet. He's playing in a similar sort of role, more of an attacking. He can play further in defence if he needs to. He can even play out on the wing. So he is a versatile player. Jurgen Klopp spoke about bringing versatility to the squad, and he's got that. I just think that maybe he's not used to this battle rhythm as such. It's very hard, the English Premier League, when players come over. He's played for Leipzig, who struggled in Europe last season because they weren't used to playing midweek. So Naby Keita's got all this to get over, and at some point Liverpool fans are going to see the best of him. And we have seen it in bursts.
Do you think the fans are a bit harsh on him then, as opposed to Fabinho, who's not getting any sort of criticism as yet from Liverpool supporters?
Well, I think Jurgen Klopp's been very clever with Fabinho. He knows where he's come from Monaco, wasn't maybe suited to Liverpool style straight away. I spoke to Jurgen Klopp way back in, I think it was either late June, early July, for the Chester game on the pitch afterwards, and he said Naby Keita's ready because he's used to playing a similar style. Yeah. So he knows that Naby Keita can play an attacking, high-press game. It's just he's just not got to the heights that we saw him, especially in his first season in the Bundesliga with Leipzig.
This is, of course, a period of time where Jurgen Klopp will utilise the full strength of his squad, won't he? Because he's had problems before in January as Liverpool manager, hasn't he, with this congested fixture list at this time of the season. But his squad seems to have more about it now in terms of those 11 that he can put out on the pitch. He believes that they are very capable of doing the business.
Yeah, he does, and you're quite right. There was a time Liverpool a couple of seasons ago, maybe if they didn't have their full 11 available, they struggled, and I think everybody can remember those dark days in January a couple of seasons ago where that was the case, and you know, Liverpool fell off the pace quite a lot. But let's just take the starting lineup against Wolves. If Naby Keita doesn't start, then Jadon Sancho can come in at the moment, who's playing very, very well. If Fabinho or Henderson drops out, Wijnaldum can come in. It's just that defensive area that's given a problem. But Milner's played at right back. Klein's on his way back. So there is good depth to the Liverpool squad at the moment at a time when games are coming thick and fast. And this is a problem Liverpool have had for many a season. And now it looks to have been resolved, where there's strength in depth. It's not just either a youngster or someone who's not proved themselves. There is genuine quality that can come off that bench.
Are you aware of any interest anywhere for Jurgen Klopp, Pulisic, or anything happening on that
front? I mean, there's a lot of talk about Christian Pulisic, but if you look at the press over in Germany and speak to people over in Germany, a deal has been agreed with an English club. That's the main talk at the moment, but that club hasn't been released, and Chelsea are very keen on Pulisic. I think it was very interesting that Dortmund, I suppose, have gone for Thorgan Hazard of Borussia Mönchengladbach. Now, that would be a like-for-like replacement. So if that happens, you can see Christian Pulisic moving. At the moment, though, everything's pointing towards Chelsea for them talking Germany.
What about Timo Werner as well? A few murmurings?
Yeah, poor old Timo Werner. He's not the best at post-match interviews, and he mumbled his way through the last one. I mean, you can read that both ways. If you take it in its purest German form, what he actually said was there's only one club to play for if you're in Germany. So whether he means Leipzig or Bayern's different, or whether he means that is there's only one club to play for in Germany, that's Leipzig, so I'm looking at moving. So there's a number of ways that can be translated. And Timo's from a very, can we say it's the Birmingham of Germany. There's quite a heavy dialect and accent which doesn't work on his behalf sometimes. So he does get misquoted quite a bit.
Well, we've not spoken to you, I think, Chris, since the Champions League draw. It is the German side, Bayern Munich. So you'll know an awful lot about them with your take on the Bundesliga, etc. They don't meet until mid-February. Things can change, but it's not been the best of times for Bayern Munich, has it, this campaign?
No, it's not. But interestingly, they're now back at a level we should be expecting for Bayern Munich. They're unbeaten in the last five. They're currently second in the Bundesliga, and they're playing a lot better football. They do rely heavily on some of their elder statesmen. Frank Ribery's been fantastic for the last couple of games, but he's 35. Rafinha's been brilliant when he's coming at right back, but he's in his 30s. Lewandowski's getting old. Robben and Ribéry have been told this is their last season. So there is a lot of areas Liverpool can exploit. And it's quite. I've been having a chat with quite a few of my German colleagues, and it is quite funny because Liverpool, Bayern Munich drew Liverpool on the Monday, and Wednesday there was a report that they were going to smash the world record transfer fee for a defender, for Hernandez from Atletico Madrid. So maybe there's an insight into Bayern Munich's thinking of maybe how worried they are of Liverpool's front three.
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool are missing Van Dijk as well in that first leg, aren't they, against Bayern Munich? So it's not going to be a walkover by any stretch of the imagination. Liverpool fans certainly have belief that they can get the better of them, but this is a difficult tie.
Oh, it is. And I think if Liverpool fans want to take anything, it's that Thomas Muller's not available for that first game, and maybe not for the second game, depending on the UEFA review on his kick to the head. So he has been key, actually, in the little mini revival at Bayern Munich. His second striker role has been able to free up some of the space that they were unable to get behind. So he'll be a big loss for Bayern. So there's two players, one for either side, that are going to be a really big loss. But yeah, Van Dijk is probably the biggest loss, I would say. Maybe Alisson would be a joint loss for Liverpool. If they're going to lose any players, they're the two you wouldn't want them to lose. They seem to be able to cope with, you know, a midfield change and even forward changes, but I would say at the back and the goalkeeper is a no-no if you don't want to lose any player.
And just finally, Chris, a quick word on the forthcoming games, two home games, Newcastle and Arsenal. Is there, strangely, a bit more pressure on Liverpool now that there's a four-point gap between them and City?
Yeah, there is, and I think that's what we're chatting about quite a lot as Liverpool fans, as Liverpool commentators. It's how would Liverpool handle the pressure? You know, the hunter becomes the hunted, and so far they've done it quite well, where the wobbles come from Manchester City. But this is going to be a great game against Newcastle. It always is. You think back to the 90s and the 4-3s and also the Gerrard game, the 3-0s. We played on Boxing Day before. Not a Sky game or a BT game, which is a bit of a surprise. Probably says more about Newcastle than it does about Liverpool. But, yeah, Liverpool have to... And it is a cliche, take each game as it comes. They can't be looking at the Arsenal game. They need to be concentrated because, you know, Newcastle do have some good players. They've got Manquillo, they've got Diarmé, they've got Perez, Ignatsu and Rondon. They do have some players that can hurt Liverpool, but you would hope on current form this should be a breeze for Liverpool.
Let's hope so. Chris, thank you very much for your time on this Christmas Eve. Have a good Christmas yourself. Enjoy.
Alan, thank you very much. Happy Christmas to you, everyone at Radio City Talk and across the Radio City family.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.